Let's talk now about an easier problem to solve, comforting your baby when getting a shot. Researchers find that a technique used to calm infants and help them sleep also helps with pain. NPR's Patty Naiman reports on the study published in the journal Pediatrics.
Babies get lots of vaccinations, most of them shots, and shots hurt.
It probably generates more pain than you or I have when we get a shot.
That's because the infant's so small. Dr. John Harrington, a pediatrician at Children's Hospital in Norfolk, Virginia, says it's even more stressful because the babies don't see it coming.
They're kind of like thinking, oh, hi, everybody, hi, and they get a shot.
Harrington wanted to find a way to ease the pain and stress of a shot. So he studied 230 infants, 2 months old and 4 months old. He divided them into different groups. One group received water before vaccination, the other a sugar solution, a sort of liquid lollipop known to distract infants from pain. After the shot, one group got typical comfort care from their parents. The other got a specific type of physical intervention called the five S's.
The babies with the five S's stopped crying at an earlier time, and their pain scores were significantly less.
The five S's, swaddling the baby, putting the baby on their stomach, gently swinging them back and forth, shushing into their ear, and offering a pacifier to suck on. Even without the pacifier, infants who got the other S's suffered less pain and stress, as measured by flailing arms and grimaces. The five S's were developed by pediatrician Harvey Karp, who today works with 3.5-week-old Henry Wick to demonstrate the technique. Henry's hungry, but not too hungry to be soothed and calmed by Karp.
So swaddling is the first step in a big blanket, because you have to wrap really snugly with the arms down.
Constant reassuring touch simulates the security of the womb. Karp then places Henry on his stomach, the same position as during his last few months in utero. Then Karp shushes in Henry's ear. It sounds loud to us, but to Henry, it's sweetly reminiscent.
In the womb, it's a symphony of sensations. There's the constant sound that... That's the sound of the blood flow through the arteries.
And all the while, Karp gently swings Henry back and forth, jiggling him sort of like jello on a plate. Henry sucks on Karp's thumb. All these S's, swaddling stomach, shushing, swinging, and sucking, work really quickly. Henry stops crying, appears peaceful, almost as if in a trance.
When parents learn this, it kind of looks like a parlor trick. Could this possibly be so easy? But what you have to remember is this is based on a reflex. So think of the knee reflex. If I whack your knee, your foot goes out. Now, it makes no sense, really. Why, if I hit the knee here, your foot jumps out? It's kind of magic. But it isn't really. It's just physiology.
The five S's can be used to calm babies through all kinds of stressful situations. It can help them sleep or nap. Henry's mom, Ann Vanderpool, says it was simple to learn.
It's amazing because he does fuss right away every time I swaddle him. He doesn't like it at first, but then he'll just stop crying altogether. It works when he's a little fussy. It works when he's in a full tilt fuss, screaming as loud as he can, and he'll just all of a sudden shut off. It's almost unnerving.
The technique works well up to 4 months, but it starts to wane after that as babies acclimate to the world around them and memories of the womb fade. Patty Naiman, NPR News.